Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about how God knows us better than we even know ourselves. I'm going to read to you from Psalm 139, verses 1 and 2, and then I'm going to add on verse 6 as well. Here's what we read. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You have known my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. Now verse 6. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Now, have you ever met someone who's just plain incompetent? There's a lot of people like that around. The problem is they don't know they're incompetent. That's at least according to a man named Dr. David Dunning. He was a psychology professor at New York's Cornell University. He wrote in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology. He wrote in there that the reason people don't know is that the skills people need to recognize incompetence are the same skills they need to be competent in the first place. So the incompetent people often end up grossly overestimating their own competency, even when they're making a mess of things. The fact of the matter is, we are all born incompetent to know ourselves. We usually grossly overestimate our own goodness, and we're often blind to our greatest faults. In Psalm 139, David knew this principle. He knew that God was the one who searched him and knew him, while such accurate and intimate self-knowledge was too wonderful for David. He knew that he could never attain it, to use his words. David lived a long time before Jeremiah the prophet, but he would agree with what the prophet Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 17:9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Jeremiah had his question answered in the very next verse. Jeremiah 17:10 says, I, the Lord, search the heart, I test the mind. You see, we may have a hard time truly knowing ourselves, but God knows us. And understanding this should make us pay attention to two points of application. First, though God knows us this well, he still loves us with an amazing love. Many people feel that if anybody knew them for what they really were or are, they would be immediately rejected. But God knows us even better than we know ourselves, and his love for us burns brightly as ever. Second, God can help us see in ourselves what we would not normally see. We might say that every one of us is three people. We're the person that we think we are, we're the person that other people think we are, and finally, we're the person that God knows us to be. If we ask God to show us our blind spots, he will be faithful to do it. It might be painful sometimes, but if we are incompetent in some areas, it's better to know it than not to know it. We need to pray the prayer of David at the end of Psalm 139, where he said this, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. So here's my question. Are you brave enough to ask God to show you some blind spots in your life today?
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.